All right, so you're here with us on the Deep Dive, and as always, we really appreciate you spending some time with us because, you know, your time is valuable
Yeah.
and you want to get to the good stuff, right? You
Yeah.
don't want to have to wade through a ton of stuff to get to
Yeah.
the core nuggets of what's going on.
That's right.
So what we're going to be talking about today is we're going way back, okay, to this thing called Google Instant.
Oh, yeah.
And you're probably saying, "Wait a minute, I use Google Instant all the time."
Right.
Well, we're going back to when it was brand new. Okay, like
Right.
when this was a new thing.
It's kind of like how we take for granted search now, right? Like you
Yeah.
just type and results appear.
It's like magic.
Magic.
Yeah.
But there was a time when that didn't happen.
It was a completely different world.
Completely different world. We're going back in time today.
That's right. So we are looking at this article, and it's called "What is Google Instant and How Will It Impact SEO?"
Ooh.
by Chris Bradley. So Chris Bradley wrote this article, and the goal here is to really understand, how did Google Instant actually work? What were the user benefits that they were going for? And what did the experts at the time think that this would mean for businesses trying to, be found on the internet?
Right, make their presence known.
So let's unpack this, shall we?
Let's unpack it.
Let's get into it.
So when we think about the user experience, like literally what did you see that was different when this happened, right?
Yeah.
You would start typing in your query like you normally would, and all of a sudden in the search bar, you'd start seeing these like predictions in gray text. And it's not just predicting the words you're typing, it's predicting your intent.
Right. Yeah. It's like it's reading your mind a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It's
Yeah.
like,
Like it knows what you're going to type before you type it almost.
whoa, how did you know I was gonna type that?
Yeah.
But there's actually like some really cool like science behind it.
Oh, really?
So the thing is, humans, like, we type kind of slow. Like if you think about it, like the amount of time between each keystroke, it's about 300 milliseconds, which is, it's a noticeable pause.
Yeah.
However, our eyes work way faster. Like we can process information in like 30 milliseconds. Like that's how fast we can glance at something.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
It's a tenfold difference, right?
Right.
So Google kind of figured this out. They're like, okay,
Yeah.
so while you're typing, we can actually be showing you search results below because your eyes can keep up.
Right, so you can be typing and looking at the same time. Oh,
Exactly.
that's so interesting.
So as you're typing, you're seeing results change, and like you're literally scanning these results while your fingers are moving.
Wow.
Think about how much time that saves, even if it's like a couple seconds per search, when you think about how many searches happen every single day.
Oh my gosh, that's a ton.
It's a ton of time saved.
Yeah.
It's not just like saving you time individually, it's like saving humanity time, like collectively.
That's right. It's like increasing our productivity as a species.
Right, it's crazy.
So the visual change, like immediately, is that the results aren't waiting for you to hit enter anymore.
Right.
They're just like appearing as you type.
They're just
Like
there.
a flow, it's more fluid.
It's a more fluid experience, it's more immediate,
Yeah.
and it's interactive too, right? So Google said, you can now adapt your search on the fly until the results match exactly what you want.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's so true. It's like you're having a conversation
It is.
with the search
You're like,
engine.
okay, no, not that one. How about this one?
Yeah. And
Yeah.
they're like, oh, you mean this? And you're like, yes.
Right. It's just this back and forth. Yeah.
So Google said, in time, we may wonder how search ever worked any other way.
Right.
And looking back, it's like they were right.
It's kind of freaky.
It's so true.
Like, how did we ever live any other way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now we've kind of set the stage for how it works.
Yes.
Now let's look at why Google thought this was such a good thing for, the average person using it. Like,
Yeah.
what were the benefits to the user?
So there are three big benefits that are outlined in this article that we're looking at.
Okay.
And number one is faster searches.
Okay. Faster searches, it makes sense.
So Google estimated that you could save, on average, like 2 to 5 seconds per search.
Oh, wow.
Which again might not seem like a lot,
Right.
but think about all the searches that are happening
Right.
and that time adds up.
Yeah.
And it comes from two things. One is the predictions. So, like, you might not have to type your whole query.
You just start typing and then you see, oh, there it is.
Yeah,
Yeah, and you click it.
exactly.
Yeah.
And two is the fact that results are loading before you even hit enter.
Oh, that's so smart.
It's like it's doing the work in the background
Yeah.
while you're still thinking.
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so that's faster searches. What's the second one?
Smarter
Smarter
predictions.
predictions. So
Okay.
what does that mean?
So even if you're not totally sure what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Google is there to like kind of guide you
Be your guide.
with these suggestions, and it's that gray text that appears as you're typing,
Right.
and it's like, hey, maybe you meant this.
Yeah,
And then you're
not
like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
click, yeah, I'm done.
Right.
I don't even have to keep typing.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
It's like having a little assistant in the search bar.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got faster searches. We got smarter predictions. What's number three?
Instant results, baby.
Instant results.
So this one really highlights the difference between the old way of searching where you type the whole thing, you hit enter.
You cross your fingers.
You cross your fingers, you hope for the best.
And then you wait.
And you wait.
Right.
Versus this new way where it's like, as you're typing, you're seeing the results.
Right.
So it's not so much about like waiting and then seeing the results. It's more about this like ongoing exploration.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
As you're typing.
It's like you're on a journey.
You're on a search journey.
Yeah. And it's like a continuous journey. It's not like.
It's not stop and start.
It's not like, okay, got to wait for the bus and then I get on the bus and then I got to wait for the train and then.
It's a bullet train.
Yeah. It's like you're on a bullet train. It just keeps going. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay. So those are the three kind of like user focused benefits.
Yeah.
But as with any change on the internet,
The
question immediately became, How's this going to affect, you know, businesses who are trying to get found online?
The SEO people are freaking out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What are the SEO folks thinking? What are they talking about?
Right. So the article says this. It says, while it's a bit too soon to know for sure.
So there's some uncertainty there.
Yeah. Some big question marks.
Yeah.
But there were two main perspectives that were starting to emerge.
Okay. Let's get into those perspectives.
Let's hear it.
So one perspective was that Google Instant would actually increase the importance of long-tail keywords.
Long-tail keywords. Okay, so for the listeners out there who might not be familiar with SEO lingo,
yeah,
what are long-tail keywords? So long-tail keywords, they're basically longer, more specific search phrases that people use.
Okay.
So instead of just searching for shoes,
right,
you might search for best running shoes for flat feet.
That's super specific.
That's long-tail, right?
Okay.
And the idea was that because searchers could see results instantly and refine their queries so easily, they might be more likely to type those longer phrases until they find exactly what they want.
Right. So if I can see how the results change with each letter that I type, I'm going to be more likely to type more letters.
Exactly.
To be super specific.
Because you're like, oh, that's not quite right. Let me add another word. And then it's like, oh, that's getting closer.
And you get closer and closer to what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. That makes sense.
But then there was another perspective.
Oh, really?
That was kind of the opposite.
Oh, what was that?
So they thought that Google Instant might actually decrease the effectiveness of long-tail keywords.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So their logic was that if Google is already suggesting search terms as you type, which are often shorter, more common phrases, right?
Right.
People might be more likely to just click on one of those suggestions.
Oh, because it's easier.
It's easier, right?
Yeah, you don't have to type as much.
Exactly. Why bother typing out a super long query?
When Google is saying, hey, I think you mean this.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like good enough.
Good enough, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like this trade-off between like convenience and specificity.
Exactly.
So which side is right?
Well, that was the big question, right?
That's a great question.
And there wasn't really a clear answer at the time.
Right.
It was just too early to tell.
Yeah, the data wasn't in yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did our author, Chris Bradley, what was he predicting?
So Chris Bradley predicted that targeted keyword research and effective SEO would become even more critical.
Oh, really?
As search behavior evolved because of Google Instant.
So even with this new way of searching, the need for businesses to really understand what people are typing in.
Right.
And to make sure that their websites and their content are like optimized for those terms.
Yes.
That's not going away.
It's not going away.
That's really interesting.
That's even more important.
It's like a new challenge.
It's a new playing field.
Yeah. A new playing field for SEO folks.
Right.
So just to give folks a little bit more context about Chris Bradley and, you know, kind of where he's coming from.
Yeah.
So Double Dome Web Technologies.
Okay.
This is Chris Bradley's company. It's an Atlanta web design company. And they offer a range of like internet marketing services.
Okay.
So, you know, he's coming at this from the perspective of someone who's working with businesses.
Right. He's in the trenches.
He's in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just like, you know, an academic who's like theorizing about this stuff.
He's got skin in the game.
He's got skin in the game. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
He's like, this is going to affect my clients.
Right.
This is going to affect my business.
Yeah.
So he's thinking about it very practically. And it also mentions that he's a co-founder of the company. He's got a focus on sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this long track record of profitability.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's talking about.
And then it also mentions that he likes car shows and racing.
Oh, cool.
And he likes to spend time with his family.
That's nice. A little personal touch.
Yeah. It just, you know, kind of humanizes him a little bit.
It does.
It's like, okay, this is not just some robot writing this article.
You a person.
Yeah. He's got interests. Yeah. He's got a life outside of SEO.
Right.
Which is important.
Yeah. Balance.
Yeah.
Work-life balance.
That's right.
It's good.
Okay. So to kind of sum it all up for our listeners.
Yeah.
Google Instant. Mm. It was this big change. It was all about speeding up the searching process.
Right.
By predicting what you're going to search for and then showing you results like immediately.
As you type.
As you type.
Yeah.
And the intended benefits were faster searches, obviously.
Right.
Smarter predictions. So Google kind of being your guide.
Like a helpful friend.
Yeah. A helpful friend in the search bar.
Exactly.
And then instant results. So you don't have to wait.
Yeah.
You just see it all happening right in front of you.
The magic of the internet.
Yeah.
Before your very eyes.
And then when it came to SEO.
Yeah.
There were these kind of competing viewpoints.
Right.
About whether long tail keywords would become more important.
Yeah. Would people get more specific?
Or less important.
Or if they just go with the shorter suggestions.
Yeah.
It was a big debate.
Yeah. And ultimately, you know, the prediction was that SEO was going to become even more important.
Right.
But it was going to have to kind of evolve to keep up with this new way of searching.
It's like SEO had to level up.
We had to level up. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So it really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Like these little changes in technology.
Yeah.
They can have these huge ripple effects.
Huge.
Right? Not just for, you know, how we use the internet personally,
right,
but for how businesses operate.
How they have to adapt their strategies.
That's right. Yeah, and I think that's something that's really important for us to keep in mind.
Always be adapting.
Yeah.
The internet never sleeps.
That's right. So think about other examples of this, you know, in the digital world that we live in today.
Yeah. What are the things that have changed the game?
Yeah. How has technology changed how we do things?
It's a really interesting question.
It is.
It's a deep one.
It is a deep one. All right. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into Google Instant.
I feel smarter already.
I know. Me too. I'm like, wow, I learned a lot.
So much knowledge.
So much knowledge in such a short amount of time.
It's amazing.
So thanks for joining us on the deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the plunge with us.
That's right. We'll see you next time.
Until our next deep dive.
Take care.